Grandpa Jake's Storybook. Crew and Co. Start. Stop. It was a beautiful spring day. Grandpa Jake and Tristan were out in the garden, clearing weeds and planting flowers. Saturday was Grandpa Jake's day in the garden, and because Tristan didn't have school on Saturday, they'd decided to plant their bulbs and seeds that day. But after planting only 3 bulbs, Tristan plopped down on the lawn.
"I'm bored,"
he said. Grandpa Jake stood up from a nearby flower bed.
"Well, I'm sorry to hear that, but you haven't finished planting all of your tulip bulbs."
"I know, but I want to do something else now."
"Well, I have a story to tell you. Let's put our gardening tools in the basket, and then I'll tell you all about it."
"Yes, sir."
Near Crew & Co.'s latest building site, a circus was being set up. The large yellow and blue circus tent stood in the middle, and around it were other smaller tents, as well as trucks, trailers, and animal cages. Everyone on the circus team was busy with the preparations. The following afternoon, Concrete Mixer told his brother, Concrete Pump,
"I'm getting bored of just turning my mixer round and round. I'd like to try something different, something more interesting."
"I know what you mean,"
Pump agreed.
"All I do is shoot the wet cement out wherever it's supposed to go, and that's all I do, every day."
"Let's do something different then,"
suggested Mixer.
"Why don't we check out the circus?"
"Do you think we can?"
asked Pump.
"I can keep mixing while we're over there, and you have to wait before you can do your next job."
"True, and we won't be gone for long. Let's go."
At the circus grounds, they came across the ringmaster walking around in his tall hat and tailcoat.
"Howdy, boys!"
Ringmaster Sheffield greeted them.
"Checking out the circus?"
"Yes, sir,"
they replied.
"Today's first show has just ended, but you're welcome to look around."
Soon, Mixer and Pump realized that they'd been away from the construction site for over an hour.
"Oops,"
said Pump.
"We'd better get back to work. Maybe we can come again tomorrow to see what we didn't get to see today."
"Count me in,"
Mixer said. Over the following days, the two brothers made short visits to the circus grounds.
"I'd love to work at a circus,"
Pump said.
"It'd be so much more exciting than the work I do now."
"Hello there,"
said Ringmaster Sheffield as he came out of his trailer.
"I've seen you two around here a lot these last few days. Are you thinking of taking up a circus act?"
He added with a chuckle.
"Wish we could,"
Mixer said with a sigh.
"I had an idea,"
said Sheffield.
"Of something you'd probably be good at, Pump. And Mixer could give you a hand."
"What is it?"
Pump asked excitedly.
"Instead of shooting concrete mix out of your long spout, we could put a bubble mixture in your tank, and you could blow bubbles. Kids would absolutely love it. I've even thought of a name for your act. Tumbling Bubbles."
"I like it. Don't you, Mixer?"
Pump said enthusiastically.
"Yes, a lot,"
replied Mixer.
"And how would I help?"
"You can help attract the crowds,"
Sheffield said.
"You'll make an excellent team. What do you think?"
Count us in.
The two brothers exclaimed.
"You can start tomorrow, if you like,"
replied Sheffield.
"I'll let the staff know that you'll be here."
The following morning, Pump and Mixer headed straight for the circus grounds to practice. They were so excited about their new job that they didn't bother to let Mr. Oversight know that they'd be gone. Sheffield poured the bubble solution into Pump's tank and said he'd see them later.
What's the biggest bubble you can make?
Mixer asked Pump. Pump blew hard, trying to make a big bubble. But because he was used to working with thick concrete mixture instead of a very thin bubble mixture, thousands of bubbles shot out of his spout, covering the surrounding area in a blanket of bubbles.
I guess that didn't work so well,
Pump said with a chuckle.
I'll try again.
Meanwhile, at the construction site, Mr. Oversight was asking everyone if they'd seen the Concrete Brothers.
Neither of them came this morning, sir,
Dozer replied.
And over the last few days, they've often been gone.
I wonder what they're up to,
Mr. Oversight thought aloud.
We need them now so we can start laying the foundation for this building. Everyone's waiting on them. This is not good. Dozer, let me know immediately if you see them.
Sure, boss.
I hope they haven't gotten themselves into any trouble,
Mr. Oversight thought as he headed for his foreman trailer.
Dugs, what's going on over there?
Little Digger asked.
Where?
At the circus grounds. Look at all those bubbles.
I wouldn't know, but there sure are lots of them. Look, some of the tents and trailers are completely covered in bubbles.
Things hadn't been going well for Pump. No matter how hard he tried, he couldn't get it right. And thousands of bubbles were coming out of his spout, covering everything with bubbles. At first, Pump and Mixer had thought it was funny. But before long, Mixer began getting annoyed with Pump.
Stop messing around and do it properly,
he said in frustration.
I'm trying my best, but it's just not working.
What's going on over here?
Said Ringmaster Sheffield.
Pump! Mixer! This isn't what I told you to do!
We're sorry, Mr. Sheffield,
Mixer said apologetically.
Pump is having a hard time making the bubbles.
So I see.
Sheffield did not think it was funny.
I'm sorry, Pump, but I'm going to have to switch your pump off. It's raining and pouring bubbles, and people aren't happy. Maybe I was wrong about you guys being able to help out. You're probably better at your real jobs. I'm sorry about that.
Pump and Mixer were disappointed as they headed back to the construction site with a trail of bubbles following them.
What's with all the bubbles?
Dozer asked as they reached the site.
Never mind,
Pump said sadly.
I'd rather not talk about it.
Pump! Mixer! There you are!
It was Mr. Oversight.
I hope you two have a good reason as to why you weren't here today.
Kind of,
muttered Mixer. Mixer and Pump explained all about the circus, Sheffield's offer, and the mess they had made.
We're really sorry that we neglected our jobs today,
said Pump.
We thought being part of a circus would be more fun than working at the construction site, but we didn't do so well, and nothing went as we hoped it would.
That's okay,
Mr. Oversight said.
But because you weren't here today, I'll need the two of you to come in early tomorrow, so that you can get a head start on your work and we can get back on schedule. I hope you learned a good lesson about sticking with your job until it's done.
We have, sir,
Pump said.
We'll be here early tomorrow morning, we promise.
I'd like to finish planting my tulip bulbs,
Tristan said once the story was over.
It's important for me to stick with my job until it's done.
Once we're done out here, we can do something else,
said Grandpa Jake.
You can choose.
Thank you,
Tristan said.
I'll think of something fun.
Moral: it's important to learn to do a job all the way through. Even if it's not your favorite job, see it through till it's finished, and you'll feel happy with what you've done.